with a look at what's happening this morning. Again, to Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. 11 of the 17 Indiana high schools that face possible state takeover have shown enough improvement to be removed from the list. The Indianapolis Star reports that five high schools and one elementary in the Indianapolis Public Schools and Roosevelt High School in Gary will still be under the threat of takeover based on test results to be announced today by the State Department of Education. According to the Star, the Indianapolis schools on the possible takeover list are Donnan Middle School and Arlington, Broad Ripple Magnet, Washington, Howe, and Manual High Schools. The schools, high schools facing takeover have been on academic probation for 5 years because of poor test scores. The head of the Indiana State Teachers Association is talking more about a lawsuit challenging the state's new expanded school voucher program. Nate Schnellenberger says there's plenty of choices already available to families.
Current law allows any parent of any student in a public school to send them to any public school of their choice. So we have public school choice, and we certainly have the ability of any parent to send their children to a private or a religious school if they so choose. However, our contention is that there should not be a tax subsidy for those parents who make that choice to send their children to private or religious schools.
A group of teachers, administrators, and clergy filed suit earlier this month to block the state school voucher program. This week, Institute for Justice filed a motion to intervene in defense of the state. We have another day and a half of the excessive heat warning. Thursday, the temperature at Indianapolis reached 100 degrees just after 3 p.m., the first time since 1988 that we hit 100. Though the heat warning is set to expire at 8 p.m. tomorrow, don't expect the temperatures to cool off much. 90s are in the forecast next week. A couple of utilities in northern Indiana have been considering rolling blackouts to reduce stress on the power system. A woman charged with making racially motivated threats toward two African-American women has been sentenced. WFYI's Marianne Holland reports.
U.S. Attorney Joe Hogsett says Cheryl Small will serve 6 months in prison plus 3 years of supervised release for threatening to burn down the home of two African-American women who were preparing to rent a home near her on the near west side of Indianapolis in 2009. Small pled guilty to interfering with the women's housing rights, a violation of the Fair Housing Act. Small was sentenced by Judge Tanya Walton Pratt. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
Indianapolis police say a 3-week investigation has led to the seizure of $100,000 in cash, 500 guns, and 30,000 rounds of ammunition. 51-year-old Gary Williams has been arrested and is suspected of stealing the items over several years from an unnamed gun store. Thursday, IMPD conducted a search warrant at a home in the 9400 block of Jill Court. And there's been a delivery at the Indianapolis Zoo. African elephant Kubwa gave birth Wednesday to a 238-pound healthy baby girl. It's Kubwa's third calf, all via artificial insemination. No name yet for the new baby elephant. WFYI weather, the heat warning in effect until tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Today through Sunday, sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 95. Partly cloudy tonight, low 79, and a slight chance of rain on Monday with a high of 90. Right now it's clear and 79 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It is coming up on 7:34 now at 90.1 FM WFYI. And in sports this morning, the NFL owner...